best protection against any disease is a noble mind. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The best protection against any disease is a noble mind. Now, how do we have a noble mind? Well, we have a noble mind by making a decision as to what it is that is important to us, what it is that we want to have in our life, what it is that we are going to experience in our world. And if you say what you're going to experience in your world is health, harmony, happiness, abundance, right action, peace, love, and all of the beautiful virtues that anyone could ever have, that's glorious. That's glorious, glorious, glorious. That's so wonderful. But if you're going to say, for instance, I am going to have a healthy body, and then you go around being interested in all the diseases that are available, you go around being interested in all of the problems in the world that are going on, all the things that are disturbing mankind, that are disturbing the body of mankind, then you can be sure that those things that you are going around being interested in are things that you're going to encompass in your life. Now, the most important and the best and really the only protection against every disease is a noble mind. A noble mind is one that is always thinking about harmony, always thinking about balance, always thinking about goodness, always thinking happy thoughts. And you might easily say, well, how can anyone always think happy thoughts? How can anyone in this world go around always being a jolly fellow, being a lovely person, being a thoughtful person, being someone who is just really wonderful? How can anyone do that? Well, that's a good question. And the answer is just as good. We train ourselves in what things we think are of value to us in life. No. You want to learn to be a watchmaker? You take a school in watchmaking. And you study, and you learn the craft, and you learn how to be a good watchmaker. It's just a skill, it's just an art. And as you learn it, then you can go into the profession of being a watchmaker, and you can get a job in a watchmaker's factory or in a watchmaker's business, however it may be, and you'll be very good. Now, if people come up to you and say, sir, what kind of a watchmaker are you? And if you, in your humility, say, well, I'm okay, they'll say, thank you very much. And then they go to another watchmaker. Sir, what kind of watchmaker are you? And that watchmaker will say, I'm all right, I'm very good. And then they'll go to another watchmaker. And they'll say to that watchmaker, what kind of a watchmaker are you? And he says, I'm the best. I'm a highly trained, skilled watchmaker, and I know my business, and I'm the best in the field. I'm the best. Now, who's going to get the job? Who's going to get the job of taking care of the watches? Who's going to get the job of doing any of these things? The best. Now, is that kind of braggadocio of you to say that you're the best? Is that sort of self-aggrandizement to saying that you're the best, that you're the most wonderful, the most fabulous? No. It's what you believe about yourself. Now, what do you believe about yourself? Do you believe you're the best watchmaker in the world? Oh, there are a lot of good watchmakers. Do you believe you're the best? If you don't believe you're the best, you shouldn't be in the business. Go into something that you can believe you are the best. Now, in health, it's the same thing. In health, we say that I have good health. I'm a happy person. I'm a joyful person. I'm filled with all sorts of good vibrations and good genes and good all everything. Everything about me is good. So, do I need to have extra vitamins and extra minerals? Do I need to have special meals? Do I need to have all of these things? That doesn't hurt, but you don't need it. What you need, what I need, to live in a body that is free of disease, to live in a healthy body, are healthy thoughts. Now, what are healthy thoughts? Healthy thoughts are, I like my body. I think my body is a wonderful body. I think every organ, action, function of my body is beautiful and fantastic right now. That's a noble thought. That's a noble thought. It's a noble thought that is rare. It's a noble thought that is unique. Oh, there are lots of noble thoughts around, but not as prominently as it could be. Now, the best protection against any and every disease is a noble mind. Now, to have a noble mind, you have noble thoughts. And you say to yourself, I like me. I like this body. I think it's wonderful. When you say you're a watchmaker, do you say, I like being a watchmaker. I'm a good watchmaker. I enjoy watchmaking. I enjoy that task. Whatever your skill is, whatever your training is, whatever your competence, your expertise is, that's what you say you are good at. Now, can you be good at having a noble mind? Can you be good at having a mental attitude about yourself, your body? And that's all that matters. Being absolutely wonderful? Could you, every morning when you wake up, could you do a laundry list on your body? Just go up and down your whole body and say, I have perfect hair, I have perfect eyes, I have perfect complexion, I have perfect organ action functions of my body. Every organ action function of my body is perfect. My liver is perfect, my spleen is perfect. Go through the whole laundry list. It doesn't matter. When you have this noble attitude of mind about the body, then the body lives in that noble attitude of mind. The body dwells and reveals and it just delights in that noble attitude of mind. Now, you say, oh, my feet, I can walk comfortably. I don't even know they're there. This is really the test of a noble body and a noble mind and a noble being. You don't even know it's there. You don't even know it's there. It's in such ideal condition, you don't even know it's there. Every day, every time you do anything, you instantly praise your body. You instantly praise your mind. You instantly praise your being. You instantly say, I am wonderful, I am happy, I am joyous, I am... Hey, even saying those things make you bubble, you know? And is it good to bubble? Oh, it's very good to bubble. Can you say these things about yourself so continuously, so repetitiously, so fantastically, so powerfully, so believing in yourself? You're not believing disbelief or believing belief. You are just saying these things. You can sing lovely songs. You can do beautiful things. And those songs may or may not be your reality. But you sing those songs, and the songs are joyous and uplifting. And very shortly, it is your reality. People look at you and they expect you to be whole and perfect. They expect you to be disease-free because you live in such a glorious attitude of mind. You live in a noble attitude of mind. You have a noble mind. And this is something any one of us can do by choice. It does not take a vitamin or mineral. It does not take the doctor. It does not take the psychologist or psychiatrist. It does not take the minister. It does not take anything except you and me working on ourself, saying, I like me. Saying all is in divine order. Saying, I live in a noble mind, and I think noble thoughts, and I act noble in all ways in my being. And noble is to your highest and best. Now, can you act noble? Can you act to your highest and best? Can you live to your highest and best? Can you dwell on your highest and best? Can you find your highest and best at all times? Do you delight in your highest and best at all times? Do you virtually thrill in your highest and best at all times? Is there anything in this world that is more important than you having a happy attitude? Is there anything more noble in this world than you living a life of peace, joy, goodness, right action, all that is wonderful, all that is beautiful, all that is fabulous? Not at all. We have the privilege of being disease-free by being filled with the nobility of our reality. When you think of a noble being, do you think of a sick person or do you think of a well person? When you think of a noble thought, do you think of a thought that's uplifting or otherwise? What is it in your world, in my world, that makes our life so rewarding and so happy? What is it that makes our world seem so joyous and so outstandingly exciting every moment of a day? What is it that turns us on and makes us feel that here we are, we are number one? Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Number one. Can you be number one? Can I be number one? Do I want to be? Do I want to be number one? Do I want to be the finest watchmaker in the world? Well, perhaps not, but I want to be the finest myself in the world. I want to be the most glorious body in the world. I want to be the most glorious mind in the world. I want to be the happiest person in the world. I want to be surrounded by happy, joyous, beautiful beings all of the time. I want to live my life in such a manner that I feel 10 feet tall all the time. I feel glorious all the time. I feel magnificent all the time. Can you do that? Can you do that? Can you feel that way about yourself? Well, it's a matter of choice. And it's a simple matter of choice. What choice are you making for yourself, in your world, in your life, for whatever it is that turns you on? What are you doing? What are you making for yourself? Are you making for yourself a world of beauty and love and harmony and magnificence? Are you making for yourself a world of delight, a world of wonder and magic? Are you making for yourself, by your thought, a world that is filled with every beautiful, fantastic, glorious thing? Is that what you're making? Well, if you are, then you're doing the right thing. Then you're doing the thing that is making all goodness come to you. You're doing a thing that is turning everything on in your way, and you feel 10 feet tall. Can you do that? Can you do that? Can you feel 10 feet tall? Can you feel so wonderful? Can you feel so magnificent? Can you feel so delightful? Can you feel that all is right with your world, and that's all that really matters? Can you know that for yourself? Can you live in the realization that all is in divine order now? Can you live in the realization that all is your reality right now? Can you live in that realization? Yes. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. It's just a matter of making a decision. Am I going to be a happy person or an unhappy person? Am I going to... Happiness is just a mental attitude. Am I going to be a healthy person or an unhealthy person? Health is just a mental attitude. Am I going to be a brilliant person or a stupid person? That's just a mental attitude, obviously. Now, what am I going to do? How am I going to do it? I am going to go to school and train myself in being a healthy person. What? Where is the school where they teach that sort of stuff? That'd be a good thing, wouldn't it? Huh? A school where you go to school and you learn to be a healthy person, and then you go and spend your entire life being a healthy person. My goodness sakes. That'd be a noble mind, wouldn't it? Is there such a school that exists that teaches you to be a healthy person, to be a noble person, to be an outstanding person? Well, in fact, there is. And that's the school of our individual mind. The school of our individual consciousness. It has nothing to do with an educational organization. It has nothing to do with an institute. It has nothing to do with an organization of any kind. It only has to do with what I choose to think about in my thought world. What do I choose to think about in my noble mind? In my noble mind, am I going to think ignoble thoughts? I wouldn't have a noble mind very long, would I? If I want a healthy body, am I going to think about disease thoughts? If I think about disease thoughts, those are going to be my reality. Whatever it is that I choose to dwell upon, whatever university, whatever school, whatever training organization I choose to go to, I should come out of that organization a trained, skilled person in that talent. Now, many other factors go into play there, but basically, you come out a trained person. So if I go into my mind, and I train my mind to say beautiful things about me and all the world, if I train myself to look at all the world as whole and perfect, to look at all the world as healthy and vital and dynamic and alive, just like I am, if I train myself to look at myself as whole and perfect, even though there might be an illusion, and there might be some experience that might say to the contrary, I say I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. And as I repeat this and build this into my consciousness, I'm like the exquisite, talented watchmaker. I can do it. Yes, I know how to do this. I know how to do this. I know how. And you know how to put thoughts in your mind. I know how to put thoughts in my mind, which bring me wholeness, perfection, right action, peace, and goodness. I know how to do it. It's just a matter of concentrating on it. It's just a matter of letting that be my reality, letting that be my noble thoughts in my noble mind. And when I have a noble mind, I do have a noble body. When I have a noble mind, I do have a noble world. When I have a noble mind, I do have a noble life that I live so gloriously, so wonderfully, so powerfully, so excitingly, and so beautifully, because that is my reality. That is all that matters. It's all that matters to anything. Now, other people might discourage us and say, this doesn't work. It doesn't work. They have tried it and it doesn't work. Well, they've tried it and that's why it didn't work. They didn't do it, live it 100% of the time without any other thought. And that's the only way. Being skilled, being magnificent in any field, comes. when we have our thought 100% on our proficiency and our efficiency and our ability to be totally wonderful, totally perfect, totally fantastic, totally healthy. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. Every thought we think, every thought we say, every thought we have in our mind, in our noble mind, is a thought we choose to have demonstrated in our noble experience. And so, if we have these noble thoughts demonstrated in our noble experience, we will have them only if we are consistent, only if we are persistent, only if we are so beautifully self-disciplined that it works out in divine order. When we have that self-determination, that self-diligence, and that self-dedication to my beautiful, noble mind that I live in, my beautiful, noble mind that I dwell in every moment of my life, the beautiful, noble being that I am. And you say, boy, oh boy, some people are going to think you're a hotshot. Okay, let them think what they want. I am training as a watchmaker. And in the beginning, I may not be so skillful as I develop my skill, but I keep training as a watchmaker, and I don't say that I'm the best watchmaker in the world. I say that after I've trained myself as a watchmaker. When I have finished watchmaking school, I am a master watchmaker, and I go out and I work as a watchmaker. When I am trained in the school of being a noble mind, then I go out in my world as a noble mind, being a noble mind. Everyone sees me as a noble mind, and they expect me to be a noble mind, and I am a noble mind, and I have a disease-free world. The word disease doesn't even belong in a noble mind. Anything contrary to reality, to our divinity, to our highest and best, does not belong in the noble mind. In a noble mind only belongs all that is right and good and beautiful and true. Only belongs wholeness. Only belongs right action. I say every moment of my life, I say every moment of my thought, I say every moment, every moment, every moment, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. And my body responds to that. My body listens to what I say about myself, and it says, okay, that's fine with me. And we say, I am rich, and my experiences say, okay, I like that, we'll go along with that. Being rich, that's not a bad idea. Independently wealthy, that's not a bad idea. I live in my ideal mind, my ideal noble mind. And as an ideal noble mind, it is everything that is good and beautiful and pure and true and glorious and super fabulous in every glorious way. All it takes is my intelligent attention toward the desire of my heart, the desire of my noble mind. My noble mind really has no desires. My noble mind is the expression of what it is that I am. And if I am glorious, whole, perfect, beautiful in every way, my noble mind shines that out of my noble eyes and my noble being. And everyone looks at me and says, my, what a beautiful, noble being. And that's true. That's true for me and for you. Join me in our noble mind today. I love you. I love you. I love you.